This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Is this some conspiracy? Crucified for no sins. I was rereading these documents last week up here late at night, and I meant to do a whole show on it, but I got distracted. I got diverted, and I didn't cover it. And then Harrison Smith has been hosting David Knight's show, great research reporter. He came to me about 45 minutes ago, and he said, Have you seen this? And I said, yeah, I actually have seen that. And he said, nobody's talking about this. And that's so frustrating, because we have their program in our hands, and we know what they did. We know how they ran it. We know the scandal of Obama putting billions of dollars into the Defense Department before he left. A time bomb to do what you've seen happen. And you know what? I am so glad they expended 80% of their propellant on me. Let me tell you, I feel damn good right now that they spent most of the money, and that's all they could do was get us off all these. But see, that shows how scared they are. Because the old days, they could send hitmen around to kill people, but then everything's surveilled, and they're all dishonorable. They all tattle on each other, and they know how other things work, and that there's other people that will do things if they do things. And so they tried to assassinate my name and my character, and now you see the layoffs. And they happened the week that the funding ended. And that's why funding's so important. You know, I did 2 hours, and I just, you know, I can't do it. Because you have ads that come on for radio networks, all the rest of it. That doesn't bring in any of our funding. If I'm covering some super hardcore thing, I just can't go, oh, by the way, let me tell you about fish oil. Even though fundamentally, I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy, brain, body, heart. And we've got the best without all the mercury. Very expensive to produce, to have the mercury taken out. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. And yeah, you know, they have the denatured stuff they claim doesn't give you burpees. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. You notice I just obsess, because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it. See, there's evil that lies constantly. I can't lie. Seriously. And I'm just telling you, fish oil is like, everybody knows it. If I said, God, I ate a big fish tonight, I had some incredible dreams, I feel great. Fish is magic. Fish is incredible, and this is concentrated. Ultimate krill oil, explosive, insane, psychoactive to the maximum. It is next level. And then you've got the well-crafted ultimate fish oil. It's amazing. You've got the honor roll for children, which... We'll be right back.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
It's Friday, February 1st, 2019. Dr. Nick Begich, one of the top scientists out there exposing the globalists decades before it became cool, takes over in the next segment. But I'll tell you why I love our crew. Because I'm about to break down something that is beyond central, beyond core. It's key, meaning it turns the lock, it changes the paradigm, it is victory. Trump's strength is also his greatest weakness. That's how paradoxes work. He never ran for political office. He aspired to the highest position in the land. He was able to make a lot of major deals work. He turned the country around. He got us out of the TPP. He got some decent judges appointed. He got millions of jobs back, but they raised the interest rates and killed the recovery. But my biggest frustration is, in my conversations with the president, and if I brought it up, man, the lawyers break in on the phone. It's all our phone calls been monitored. He's like, just a minute, please. He comes back a minute later. It's when I say, Mr. President, embedded stay-behind networks by Obama, $2 billion, John Warner Defense Authorization Act were established. Hundreds of millions of dollars was paid to operations against you. It is the scandal that will bring them down, sir. Very interesting, Alex. How do you know that? Sir, it's in the legislation. People around you are scared. They're hedging their bets for their families. Your only way out of this is to go completely at them head on. Well, Alex, I just wanted to thank you, and can I talk to your wife? I just got remarried. Sir, we're talking about your life here. And then we have a 10-minute conversation when he actually, like, let's cut through it. This is a real conversation. I'm not here trying to, like, oh, I'm talking to the president. I'm talking to you about what's about to happen. And then Trump went and did research and found out I was telling the truth and began demanding briefings daily within 6 months into office of everything on InfoWars. That's when Kelly came in and they said, we're, quote, banning InfoWars at the White House. And that's when the craziness started, all the lawsuits and things, because they're like, what are we going to do? It's like Ronald Reagan when he was reading what people like Congressman McDonald were saying. Well, they just killed McDonald. And they killed, at the same time, basically, the father of the man we're about to have on, a famous congressman who also stood up for this. So I want listeners to understand, this isn't Netflix. This isn't movies. This isn't Winnie the Pooh, okay? This isn't Star Wars. Luke Skywalker and Han Solo weren't really at Los Angeles Spaceport having that shootout. But this is happening. So I'm going to have Begich take over. and I'm going to cover this more in shows tomorrow, emergency broadcasts, that are important. But I noticed this last week when the layoff started, and then I forgot to cover it. And then Harrison Smith, one of our researchers, came to me and he said, have you noticed this? The Internet's talking about this. Well, my God, I'm glad they're finally talking about it, because they didn't just illegally spy on Trump as a candidate or as the nominee or as president-elect or as president and got caught doing it and got caught trying to wear wires and all this crap and lied to Congress, lied to him, lied to the courts. That's jail time, cut and dry. They didn't just do that. They put $2 billion in the kitty for all the race war stuff and everything you're seeing, and $160 million in one fund just to BuzzFeed and CNN. And they went to these trusted, quote, reporters. They lined them up. I talked to folks that were there. That's why they got so scared and banned me off Twitter when I confronted Oliver Darcy. And I said, I know you're part of an InfraGuard infrastructure, and I know you've been given a code key and national security clearance into Google, which is really run by the CIA and the NSA. That's on record. And I told them the Capitol, I said, I know you're doing this against me, and you're a rogue group, which is criminal, because it's in the law. Well, it was pointed out to me that last week, and it's in the New York Times right here, document cam shot, please, that those billions of dollars divvied up in $150 and $200 million groups was divvied up and ended last week. The funding all started in late January 2017 and ran for 2 years. Trump wouldn't listen. Trump wouldn't kill it. He couldn't get the bureaucracy to kill it. We know they're in full mutiny against him, but still they didn't get the funding re-upped. So the funding to CNN and BuzzFeed and a bunch of other groups, think of that list, because that's under national security. That's in defense authorization. That's secret who the money went to. We just know who they admitted it. Think about the scandal. Richard Nixon had a list of 100 people, never used it with the IRS. They did this. So here it is. This is the New York Times. U.S. Senate panel okays funds to fight online propaganda. United States bolsters fight against foreign online propaganda. A major Congress passed a portion of the National Defense Authorization Act to pour $160 million into the effort over 2 years. That was 2 years ago. It was a glitch today showing the new date. That's the New York Times 2 years ago. So that funding in H.R. 5181 just ended. There's the article that Zero Hedge reported on it. Back in December of 2016, Obama quietly signs the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act. Because, see, the outgoing president, he signs the bill for the next 2 years. It always staggers, but next 2 years. So, see? So that's what you've seen. This whole thing has been our military interfacing with the newspapers and others to put out all this crazy crap with an elected president fighting propaganda funding that was put in place in December of 2016 that was enacted 3 days after he was elected, January 23rd, 2017. This is so epic, this story that's hiding in plain view, that if Trump takes hold of this and takes action and wonders, because he wouldn't stop it, it was too complex, he wouldn't do it. But the fact now that this is known, and that's why the layoffs are happening, it's all confirmed. Nick Begich, you're about to take over, but you know, your brother, a senator, your father, a congressman, you a scientist. Just looking at this, how incredible is this that Trump didn't take action, but they didn't get it refunded because Obama wasn't there. They can't believe they got away with this. Trump has the keys to victory right here.
Yeah, you know, the whole issue of propaganda, you know, and here it is, you know, in plain sight, like you say, Alex. And, you know, this is the simplest form of manipulation of behavior, mind control, if you will, you know, is the idea that you can use the government, the power of government, to create propaganda. And what does propaganda mean in the 21st century? It's not just advertising and sloganeering. It's the deeper aspects of manipulating and moving the crowd, so to speak. So you have the manipulation of big data. You have the manipulation of information itself and deciding what audiences are going to hear. All of this sort of feeds that machine.
Sure, but there's the arrogance that they would get away with it. I mean, the fact that they did it is their Waterloo if we just take action.
Right. And, you know, the illusion of all this, as we're going into the break, is they created the panic over international terrorism, international drug trafficking as the preload, as the precursor to the invasion of this republic through the invasion of our privacy.
EarthPulse.com, EarthPulse.com. Nick Baggage responds to this huge breaking news on the other side. Nick Baggage is our guest. Take us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, you know, you can say people that get too close to the problem, and we're here. Because we almost become comfortable with where we're at. You know, it's terrible. We adapt to being slaves. As a globalist once told me, oh, you won't adapt to the fetus, you'll adapt to being slaves. Roger Stone has a judge that magically in D.C. out of 30 judges or so, keeps getting chosen. She gag orders people. She doesn't let them fundraise. She does all this. Let me fix my toupee. I don't actually have a toupee, but might as well. Judge considers gag order in Roger Stone case. Roger couldn't believe that actually tried that because he makes a living as a commentator. He used to be a commentator at Fox News. He was paid. Until I hired him a year and a half ago. So now, judge says she's considering imposing a gag order, but hasn't made up her mind yet. Oh, great. Yeah, great. She said she understood Stone's desire to tell a story, but she had to ensure a fair trial. That's right. Let the whole corporate media lie about him. This is a criminal proceeding and not a public relations campaign. Well, she could put a gag order on the trial, which is what Mueller's asking for. But I'm going to go back to this with Dr. Nick Baggage, and I'll let him take over, but it's not like there's all these trillions of voices and all the stuff, and everybody, oh, this is that, this is it, whatever. We're actually in the zeitgeist. We're what they want shut down. And you have billions of dollars spent, hundreds of millions per news agency, to put out fake news. The money ran out last week, so all the layoffs are happening for folks that are on the anti-America beat. And that's sensational. We have the keys to their defeat. And now we've got, that's why they want us off the air. They can't believe we have all this proof, and they can't believe we're still on air. And then I told Roger and his lawyers, I said, they're going to gag your ass, brother. And he's like, oh, I can't believe that's so un-American. Well, get your butt ready. Get your ass ready. Come on in. Somebody wants to come in the studio, come on in. I know this is used as a pathway in here. Might as well be the old I-35 used to have a name, the Chisholm Trail. Right here in the studio is the Chisholm Trail. Everybody should just march up and down the Chisholm Trail while I'm live on air. Because, hell, the average person's unconscious and half dead anyways. So, beyond Roger Stone, beyond all this, I'm going to let you take over, and I appreciate you being here, Dr. Nick Baggage, is that we just broke how they're laying everybody off because Obama's funding to do this. Obama had defense funding to attack Trump just ended. Obama's Defense Department anti-Trump funding just ended. I mean, that's got to be big news, but no one gives a damn. It's just here on our show. Who gives a hell? Meanwhile, Roger's about to be gagged. I mean, this is crazy. So you take over for the rest of the hour from EarthPulse.com. We really appreciate you, and go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. And, you know, this is the root of it. You know, when you start thinking about information and the age we're in, the very control of information at the level in which it's manipulated today. You know, we talked about this decades ago. In fact, you know, I was thinking about this today as we went into this program, you know, and it really began with this guy, you know, and you remember this guy's book, Between Two Ages. This is 49 years old, almost a half a century today, and it's the blueprint for the way in which the world has reformed around technology. The technocracy that exists today was predicted and ushered in by Zbigniew Brzezinski all those decades ago when he was working at Columbia University. He authored this, later became National Security Advisor to President Carter. And this was sort of the beginning of where we were headed. And this is where we're at today. In fact, he predicted the socioeconomic breakdowns, the rise of technologies, the direction in which personal privacy would be shattered. And, you know, going back even further, you know, back to the 50s and the predictions in things like 1984, right? I mean, it's worse than anything anyone ever imagined. And so Obama leaves sort of the advanced funding for the deep state. And I thought about, too, why are the social media and what I call the new age corporations, the new ones, the big mega trillion, gazillion corporations, the Apples, the Googles, the Facebooks, why are they attacking Donald Trump? Well, think about the Tax Reform Act that he just did. For corporations that are domiciled and make most of their money in America, it was a great deal, right? I mean, you lower the tax rate to 20%, made them more competitive. They're making record profits as they file their taxes right now, you know, in the next couple of months. And corporate taxes are due the 15th of March. So that's all being done right now. People are going, yahoo, except for the Googles and the Facebooks and the Apples, because they had their profit centers out of America, where Trump's tax law is now getting 15% of their foreign income. And that's the big market. We're 300 million in the U.S. as a market, and there's, you know, billions and billions, you know, to be served elsewhere, you know, as the saying goes. So that's where they are. So, like, things like this happened with even Starbucks, right? They got caught no paying taxes anywhere. Because what they do is they put their intellectual property somewhere like Ireland, where they're taxed at 5%, and then they charge their U.S. corporations or British corporations, other corporations, these huge license fees that suck up all the net profit and move it into Ireland, where they don't pay hardly any taxes, or maybe it's the Bahamas, they pay none at all. So it's this shell game that the big guys get to play, but that, you know, hey, he stopped that. Now they got to pay some money back into the Treasury. It's still, you know, my view, a little low, but globalists don't like this. And so they're the ones now with the trillion-dollar companies putting the screws to Donald Trump, because he actually made them, treated corporations like people, right? The U.S. Supreme Court gave them free speech. They can buy off elections now all over the country and influence our government even more. But, hey, they don't want to pay the same deal on taxes. And when the Trump administration got that through, the biggest tax reform act since Ronald Reagan. Hey, let's wait and see what the tax take is at the end of the year, because people who really do work in America save some money. And when you get right down to it, maybe that's why the attack is on. And then the other book I looked up recently for the show was this one. Many people remember this one, America, What Went Wrong? And this was the Philadelphia's Inquirer stuff. This was like the blueprint for Ross Perot's campaign in the early 90s. This was done in 92, 27 years old. Now, all the stuff that says in here about America, what went wrong, are all the same issues we have right now, 27 years later. Still not change. In fact, worse. You know, when you look at it, the biggest reversal in the tax take, to kind of equalize it, is right now going on, you know, and it's going on with what Trump did in the tax reform that took place. Let's let that play out. You know, job numbers just came out today. The highest growth month in 100 months of job growth running in the U.S. of A. Hey, hurrah for Donald Trump and the administration that made it happen. And the momentum is just beginning. We're headed into the break. I see the clock ticking away. But there's a lot more going on in the propaganda wars of the 21st century. And when we get in the next section, we'll get more into that. This is Dr. Nick Begich on The Alex Jones Show, shaking it up today.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and I want to remind people to support this network. You know, InfoWars is under attack. It's part of the propaganda wars that we're talking about today, the things that are really going on. And you're the tip of the sword. I mean, you're the only reason we can even do this, and we appreciate all of the support. Go to the InfoWars store, InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Take a look at those great products and support the network. Right now, TurboForce, 33% off. Take advantage of that. And Alex, as Alex always says, you get out of that. You get a better lifestyle, an invigorated lifestyle with these products. At the same time, you help us do the work that everyone at the network is doing. A lot of people there are doing good work and working hard to keep you informed, and really, you know, think about it again. InfoWars, you know, this was like where Alex began 25 years ago. And here we are in the middle of it, you know. I mean, propaganda, InfoWars, that's what it is all about. You know, when I look back on when I started about the same time 25 years ago, you know, my saying was, my slogan was, changing the way we see the world. Okay, because I looked at it as, hey, same concept. You know, we need to take another look at what we're seeing and kind of do our own interpretation, because the one we were getting officially wasn't working. And three generations in government, my family in government, you know, I mean, the obvious was in, you know, in our faces. And the difference is, you know, when you're, you know, Alex is going through a lot right now in terms of attack. You know, people are attacking him, and it hurts. I mean, it hurts. You're not invincible. You know, when people start beating you up, it takes its toll. But at the same time, three generations of training, you know, you get what's called scar tissue for that. And you have to get beyond it, because what's important is the information and keeping us on message and on not responding to every single attack. But at some point, this has got to go to the Supreme Court, because what we're talking about here is silencing the very public debate that made America what it is today. And you can argue, because I hear these liberals arguing about whether it was ever great. I think it was always great. And because of the nature of the population, we become better as a nation, I would say. You know, I mean, we did things. I mean, in 200 years before, besides breaking free, you know, we got rid of things like indentured servitude, slavery, you know, women's suffrage. You know, all these things happened around the world and in America in a really good way. And here we are several hundred years later, still a country, still together. But it was through discourse, and sometimes really nasty. We don't want to go back there to the 1860s, for goodness sake. We've I think, grown beyond that. But there's a lot to be debated in the way the country goes today. When you think about the blueprints, and I had mentioned before the break, we were talking about Between Two Ages by Zbigniew Brzezinski, and we popped that cover up on the screen. And it's so timely, because here we are 50 years, a half a century later, with his blueprint for the world, which it really was, because it's all happened. It's like you could read it today like it was a history book, not realizing it was written 50 years ago, predictively accurate on what would happen with technology and the rise of it. And the use of technology to manipulate human behavior, specifically the ultimate propaganda tool, being able to enter the awareness of people and manipulate you through your data feeds, through the information about you that's readily and easily available. And if you look at the work that we did identifying this going back now a couple of decades, Earth Rising, the revolution is carried by the InfoStore. This book, written in 2000, was the blueprint for what's happening. Over 650 sources talking about privacy, talking about biometrics, voice recognition, all of the things that you read about today in the mainstream media, we reported on now 19 years ago and documented with 650 footnotes that make the case for where this would go. Well, we're here now. Okay, the warning is over. We are here now. There's been many signaling this warning from every quarter. You know, Alex has been at it. We've been at it. Many, many people around the world have been at it in terms of breaking the alternative story. And this guy, you know, when you look at Bartlett and Steele at the Philadelphia Inquirer, when they put together that series of articles that became the book, America, What Went Wrong? You know, what was powerful in that was it really laid out in plain language sort of the blueprint for what happened and where we were today. I think we need another one of those. In fact, I've started drafting one. I'm going to put that book together here in the next few months because I think it's important. You know, something simple and direct that says, here's the problem, here's a set of solutions that are real solutions that we could actually debate, maybe get somewhere on, and get that back out there, you know, approach it the same way. Have the information, graphically make it available, keep it simple so the message is clear on what we can do, and then let's have a fight over the solution rather than just keep pointing out the problem, you know? And that's what we hear too much of all the way around. And I know one thing about this country, and I know one thing that made this country great from the very beginning was there are a lot of very, very smart people And there are a lot of very smart people in this listening audience. And every one of us has the power and capacity to create change in our neighborhoods, our communities, our families, with our circle of influence, whatever that is. And some people think theirs is small, and some people think theirs is really huge. But let me tell you something. It only takes one message at the right moment to the right person, and every one of us could be delivering that and not even realize it. In fact, I bet you we do every day. So as an encouraging word in this matrix of nonsense and propaganda in the InfoWars, know the power of one. That's what this country was based on, the sovereignty of the individual living soul, not a squishy collective. But then out of that sovereignty came this great thing, that we call the American experience, the experience we've had on this continent, quite different than what was happening and what is happening in Europe. My friend finally escaped from Germany, my business partner, finally escaped. I say escaped from Germany because his tax rate there as a living soul was 70%. You got to keep 3 cents, you know, out of every dime, you know. I mean, come on. But that's, you know, that he at least had the privilege and ability to leave, because in Europe you can actually leave most of those places, go domicile somewhere else and pay the taxes in the place you live. You can't do that as an American. Many people don't realize this. You cannot leave the United States for tax reasons. And the reason you can't leave for tax reasons is because the State Department will not grant you permission. And most Americans don't realize that the State Department, to give up your citizenship, should you ever want to, you have to have permission. You just can't do it. You just can't say, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. No, you don't get the right to do that. You are chattel, taxpayer, consumer for the United States government, whether you like it or not. It's codified in law. And now, if you're a corporation, you can leave whenever you want. Halliburton did, you know, when they were about ready to get subpoenas filed and get into their war spending and how they squandered billions and billions and billions. You could build the wall with what they probably stole, just, you know, little idea how much money went that direction. And where did they go? I think they moved their headquarters out of Houston. I think it went to Dubai, where they don't have extradition treaties or warrants don't work. You know, you can hide everything. And that's what's happened, you know. Everybody's running for cover because Donald Trump, he needs to light it up, man. Start issuing some subpoenas, getting some records, finding out what's going on, cracking the secrecy syndrome. Donald, we're relying on you, Mr. President. This is Nick Begich on the InfoWars. Time to end the propaganda and get the information. We're ready for it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back to InfoWars.com. I want to go back sort of again. You know, history always repeats itself. And I referenced a book so far in this program this Friday that's 49 years old. Another one, 27 years old. The America, What Went Wrong. And this one I'm going to reference now. This book is A New American History by W.E. Woodard that I'm holding up. This one's hard to find. This one's 1936. And why it's important, it's like pre-World War II, pre-super-industrial steroids, on steroids revolution in the United States. But in this, you go back to the beginning of income tax as a concept and taxation and what the debates were in banking and what was happening. And it was what were called the trusts, the Morgan Trust and others just referred to in those days as the trust, included people like the Guggenheims and the Vanderbilts and the Morgans and all these wealthy families that had basically figured out ways to carry black bags full of money into the Congress and bribe them and get huge amounts of public good transferred their way. In the case of the railroads, you know, one mile wide railroad easements all the way to the West Coast. So that, and then they controlled all the grain elevators and all the everything that farmers needed. So they just broke the backs of these homesteaders that went out there and tamed all this. And then these industrialists came in. They charged them extraordinary prices to load and carry their grain. So they stripped out the profits and left the people in the Midwest poor. But that was the scandals of those days. And money was hard to get, and there was no real good, clean banking system, and people couldn't borrow and increase farms. So this big deal happened where they fed us all a bunch of fertilizer again, and then they create the income tax, and they create the Federal Reserve banking system to break the trust and save America. Well, look at this. After over 100 years, the Federal Reserve never audited, fully audited, long overdue, as Rand Paul and others, and even my brother is a Democrat, one of the few Democrats in the U.S. Senate when he was there, demanding a Federal Reserve audit, and Bernanke at the time calling him up, screaming bloody murder, you know. And my brother said, hey, if you don't have anything to hide, what's your problem, you know, and that was the end of the call. But they never did it, you know, and it still isn't done. That's something Donald Trump should have done, a full audit of the Federal Reserve. Where'd the money go? You know, where's the money? How much money was made? How's it distributed? What's the story? American public needs to know. This is our economy, not the Federal Reserve's, not 300-member bankers. 100 years is too long to not be accountable. But when you look at the situation with the banking and the multinationals, the big guys of the day, it's the same equation repeating itself. This book, 72 years old, and it's iterated. The guy who wrote it was in his 50s, 60s, interviewing people firsthand who remembered the Civil War, remembered the post-revolutionary period in the United States from the 1820s. He interviewed the guys when they were still breathing. That's why these older texts are so important. They're not sanitized, watered down. You want to talk about propaganda? Look at the Texas book repository and the way in which textbooks are developed. And you want to read propaganda? Go read a modern history book for high school. And then read this. This is the one you should teach your children, A New World History, 1936, as a starting point, because this is a really different way to see the world from the context of where people were living at the time. You know, when I look back at, again, when Ross Perot ran, you know, which is the same sentiment, people were sick and tired, you know, and then we got the watered-down nonsense. 27 years from Ross Perot's run in the 90s to Trump all those years later. And when you think about Ross, he was a quirky character, really not fitting the normal mode, but he was successful business. He was way polite, you know, very polite man, and I appreciate that about Mr. Perot. But God, we need someone like that again. Who's sharp, it would be nice to see Donald Trump carry through on the rest of it. You know, what happened when America, what went wrong was published is it's just continued. The amount of the corporate take and the amount of the average guy and the decrease of the middle class, it's just gotten significantly worse in that 27 years. And when you look at some of this, again, simple solutions for this age, that's what's needed. Because right now, you know, Abraham Lincoln became a lawyer by just taking the bar exam because in those days, a little over 150 years ago, you could carry the law under one arm in a couple of volumes. And you could learn that. Today, it's a three-story library called the Law Library. Nobody can know that. How is a sovereign soul in America supposed to get justice when the regulations and laws that govern us are so complex that unless you have a master's or a PhD, you're probably not going to be able to figure it out? That is not justice. You know, if you want to talk about socializing something, how about access to justice? You know, forget about medicine. It's not enshrined in the Constitution, but think about, and I don't mean that really to forget about medicine, but as a primary thing, how about equal access to the courts and justice and lawyers, where you don't have to give up everything you've ever worked for and everything you'll ever make to defend yourself? Why should Alex Jones, to defend his right to free speech, have to spend what's going to turn into millions by the time it gets to the U.S. Supreme Court and this stuff gets unraveled? Why should an individual ever have to do that to get justice in America? Why should we have to fight so hard for the fundamentals of who we are granted to us and enshrined in our Constitution? But if you're a corporation, you get a proportional measure of justice directly proportional to the stack of money next to you. And that is not justice, ladies and gentlemen. That is not liberty. That is not freedom. And that is not a reflection of our founding fathers in the 21st century. We sit to over two centuries separation between the beginning and where we are today, and we have drifted too far the wrong direction. And the Googles and the Facebooks are now the tools the tools for a technocracy that couldn't do it on their own. Because every time they got caught with things like programs like Total Awareness, where the Pentagon wanted to look at every aspect of your life, everything in your life, with the big data that was being developed way before it became public, instead they turned it over to the private sector, co-opted them, and these very companies that enjoy the tax benefits of globalists who have picked your pocket and now pick your privacy and have locked you in to the gulag of the 21st century, which is a gulag of privacy, where your information is taken from you, stripped from you, as if the Gestapo had just kicked in your doorway and took all of your files. Because more data about you exists in the public sector, out there in the public domain, and then what government has collected, it would blow your mind. And what it allows for is not just propaganda, but full-on manipulation of public opinion to the point that without stripping this down and changing it, this is going to end freedom and liberty as we know it in the 21st century. This generation must decide. The listeners to this program must decide whether we are going to be free or in a digital slavery unlike anything we've ever experienced, because we're headed that direction. We can undo this. We can undo this by insisting that we own our data, that big companies no longer able to sell it or ask or even ask your permission. You should not be able to be asked, well, will you give up your rights today? No, you don't get the option. You don't get to just throw them away. You don't get to leave them at the doorstep of democracy in this republic. Nope. Can't happen. You can't ask, and you can't do it. Because this is so much fundamental to who we are as sovereign human beings, this strips us of our human dignity on every level. Nope. Not allowed. You cannot kick in our digital doorways anymore. This is what needs to change. We need to strip out of these mega corporations that use the very information that we are to compile profiles, just like in China, for a social score that then is fed back to us in propaganda on steroids by those selling us soap or those selling us crummy ideas and crummy concepts that we don't get to debate in the full light of day. It's in the open debate that things change. We can turn off the station. We can change the channel. That's our prerogative, but we should never silence the voice of our opposition, no matter who they are. This is the InfoWars. This is the InfoWars of the 21st century. This is Dr. Nick Begich standing in this last hour for Alex Jones. Remember, earthpulse.com, check us out. That's the website, and get behind the info store. There's a lot there for you. Let's improve this country. Let's take.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth.